Katie McGuire watched out the RV window as her husband parked the monster house on wheels so it faced the Gulf of Mexico. She didn't agree with buying the thing and hated every moment in it. The only saving grace was that Jack had bought the best money could buy. That meant the inside was spacious, as far as RVs went, and had rich wood accents, top-of-the-line appliances, and a larger bedroom than most with loads of drawers. What she disliked, even more than the RV, was the trip to Padre Island National Seashore. Every year for the past 6 years, they traveled here to join five other couples, whose only commonality was that the husbands were all pilots in the same fighter squadron in the Air Force. Jack, like the rest of the squad members, was retired. He spent 30 years in the Air Force and reached the rank of colonel. His retirement pay, along with wise investing, was enough to keep him in his toys. To Katie, all the other men were braggarts and most of the women were snobs who loved to gossip. What the women had to talk about was a mystery, since none of them lived near enough to each other to form a bond outside of this yearly trip. The only woman she found remotely interesting was Helen Swenson, who, the year before, looked as bored as she was. Remembering the time they spent together, albeit for only a few days, made her smile. She was nice, but seemed a bit guarded, because it was her first time there as the new wife of Bobby Swenson. Definitely, she was a fish out of water.
"Looks like we're the first ones here," Jack said. "I'd better get the car unhitched and park it in another side. If we work it like last year, we can all be on the Gulf side."
The camping area that Katie looked at was deserted.
"Lucky us. Maybe the others aren't coming."
Katie couldn't keep the sarcasm out of her voice.
"One can only hope."
She shook her head.
"If I'd only gone through with the divorce last year, I wouldn't have to be here."
"Don't be that way."
Jack opened his door.
"Why can't you just enjoy yourself while we are here for once?"
He climbed down the steps before turning back to his wife.
"Take care of the pop-outs while I drop the stabilizers."
Katie saluted.
"Sometimes he can be such an asshole," she muttered.
After unbuckling her seatbelt, she stood and walked to the back of the RV to start opening the pop-outs. After cranking out the awning, Katie set up a few folding woven beach chairs and sat down to enjoy the sun on her body. She looked around and shook her head. Why they picked this place for their RVs was a mystery to her. The building that housed a bathroom had cold water rinse showers, and there were no hookups for the RVs. If they wanted to dump their wastewater, they had to drive the RV to the dumping station where they could also fill their water reservoirs. The fact that the wind blew in from the Gulf meant they wouldn't have to suffer without air conditioning, since they couldn't run their generators after 10 at night or before 6 in the morning. Katie stretched out her legs and looked up at the deep blue sky where a few cumulus clouds were towering high into the atmosphere. A loud RV horn brought her out of her reverie.
"Damn, no, they can't be here yet."
She sucked in a deep breath.
"It's showtime."
The rest of the day, Katie spent watching the others arrive along with other campers who were not part of their group. She'd greeted each couple, gave them all hugs, and told the wives to come to her RV for drinks and snacks once they settled in. Jack was grumbling.
"The others better get here soon or they won't be on the Gulf side,"
he said before rushing off to greet the newest arrival and help set up their rigs. Since Jack was the commander of the squadron, Katie was, by default, relegated to playing hostess to all the other wives. Over the years, she found the wives to be snobs and gossips who freely shared their opinions of people, politics, and religion. She didn't relish the job, but she'd put on a happy face and do her best not to offend anyone. If she could, she would stay inside and let them fend for themselves. That was not an option.